I'm your host, Arena Antoine, and I mean, welcome back to Self Love Lounge. This is a place that stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion in our pursuit of self-love. Self-Love Lounge is a place to learn about, hold space for, and embrace ourselves deeply. Each episode will bring warmth to being comfortable with the uncomfortable. So let's uncondition our minds together to find love within and forever lead with it. So before we get into it, grab a hot or cold beverage and let's go. Welcome back to Self Love Lounge. I hope you're feeling without drowning, but even then, I hope you are feeling, because I remember seasons of my life when I decided I wouldn't. And in those moments, my soul reacted into severe panic, kind of attacking me back to life again and back to feeling again. And so I hope you are feeling whatever it is. Whatever you are experiencing right now, and that might be going through a really hurtful heartbreak or change or fear or whatever it is, I hope you are feeling. Because today's episode is about obviously feeling, if you haven't already caught on to that, but also how it's time to be your own friend again. But before we even get into today's episode and get deep in our feels, as always, please rate stars on Spotify, leave a beautiful review on Apple Podcasts. Your support means the whole world to my younger self. And so I just want to thank you for tuning in, and I guess we'll get into it. So when you start to feel again, it's of course never easy, because that kind of means for a while you've actively decided that you weren't going to. Making that decision, you then start to reduce yourself, or you become complacent or small, and maybe even operating on auto. And this is an important part to touch on, because I remember going through my first healing stage of realizing, like, hey, like, I may need therapy, or I may need to talk to someone to share what I'm feeling. And this was like my first year of university where I really dive deep with searching for myself and searching for more in life. In those moments where I finally decided to feel, and, you know, somebody asking you if you're okay and you just start to cry uncontrollably, like, in those moments, that's when you decided to feel again. And I think there's a moment, though, when you finally become aware of what no longer fits into your life. And that can simply be versions of yourself that no longer fits into your future, and also isn't sustaining this present moment right now, speaking to you right now. I seriously feel in this moment where past versions of myself, even like season two of me, is not sustaining season three at all. Like, the way I view things in life has shifted for the better, right? I think when you start to grow and you get older and you accumulate more wisdom, it's for the better, not only for you, but for everyone in your life. And this feeling also feels like we are grieving while appreciating all the wonderful memories made within that. For example, right now, I feel like I'm auditing myself. And the reason why I use auditing is because I work in HR, and the amount of times I'm using Excel sheets and auditing, I don't know, documents, reports, all those kind of things. And you also do this in school where you're like planning or scheduling your classes and trying to figure out when you're going to study. You know, there's just ways to organize yourself. And right now I feel like I'm auditing myself. And this means that I'm having to say goodbye to versions of myself that don't fit. And when this happens, friendships or relationships that may not have something truly wrong, and, you know, maybe require work to get to the place where you need it to be. However, I'm finding that that itself doesn't feel right. And I'm feeling a deep desire to try something new and go towards something fresh in myself. And sometimes all we need to get deeper is finding time to heal. And it's almost like you start healing yourself and you sit with where you are at right now because you've come so far at feeling a glimpse of what peace could be. But then that feeling becomes stale and stagnant because your soul is calling you to keep digging because there is more of yourself you haven't yet discovered. And that's so incredibly empowering. And even somehow right now, I feel that desire to go within again and keep digging and keep healing. And I realize that I'm in a period where I have to be my own friend. And that means I can't nurture a fresh friendship with someone right now. And it's kind of like having an energy flow, and sometimes you're operating at 30% and you're going to work, you're going to class, you're going to grocery shop, you're going shopping, you're doing all these things at 30%. And you have like routines that you're operating at 30%. You know, you could be hanging out with your sister or making time for your family or recording a podcast with your podcast family, and you're operating in that way. And sometimes you just can't bring in new energy, or even like energy that is new and still needs to develop, and you have no capacity to do that. And this means that you aren't being conceited by choosing yourself, because I think society does an amazing job at making us feel shamed to choose ourselves and to make decisions that benefit us. But in reality, it benefits everybody. This isn't us being conceited, but it's actually us saying, you deserve better and I wish more for you. And you just won't find that with us right now. And this is a way of protecting your energy, and you are nurturing someone else because you are loving right now, even if it feels shattering to someone else. And sometimes you have to literally audit yourself like it's an end year review or a report card, you know, like a literal report card or tax season. I had a mentor and she was like, she's the one who actually introduced me to auditing your life. And she told me, like, sometimes you have to literally audit your tax receipt. Like, it's you, like, you're the tax receipt, and you have to audit them and you have to verify if all the numbers are adding up. And you have to assess your relationships and your friendships and your jobs and whatever it is that you're committing to, that they're aligning with where you're at right now in your percentage battery load. You know, before you allow emotions to consume you, learn to like to love. Embrace the like to a soft life. Because for me, if I have to audit someone or something out respectfully to keep searching for myself and my journey of self-discovery, which is already really hard, I will. And sometimes we might be in our own way by choosing to let life walk all over us because we are afraid of our potential. And when we truly don't believe in ourselves, and this is a really, really important theme that I hear a lot of my friends talk about, and also just people that have shared their experiences with me, when we truly don't believe ourselves, we always attract those who will force us to. Because growth is something you cannot escape. It's something that follows you, that calls you. And the more you resist it, the more it gets more violently into your life and more painfully as well. That can come into, again, an earth angel that genuinely plants a seed for you to grow, or like we all experience it, heartbreaking lessons that violently forces us to believe. But whether we choose for it to be ourselves determine whether we learned that lesson successfully or peacefully, if that's possible, which I don't think it is. But sometimes you might even have recurring events or situations that you just can't seem to escape. And I've definitely had my fair shares of those, and they're extremely painful and horrible to experience, but it's also such a learning opportunity for you to grow. For example, I sometimes believe in others, but more than I believe in myself. And oh my God, this is kind of vulnerable to even share this out loud, but Until I reached this point where I identify that the people you believe in more than yourself are creating a fear in yourself. And I know this is like a lot of yourself right now that I'm saying, but it's kind of like the people that you so passionately believe in And they might be exposing like red flags in them, and they might not be treating you right, but somehow, somewhere, you're looking at them like they're just like Oprah, like, you know, like they're just magical and they're peaceful in your mind because you've created that version, of course. But in this moment, this person just seems like they're just everything you want in yourself. And that creates a fear in you just by associating with this energy. You know, it's not really about the person. It's really just about the energy and where you're at in your healing journey. But by choosing to audit them out of your life respectfully, or also the universe might move them around or move them out if you choose to embrace that change. But once you choose to do this, those fears dissipate and you feel that potential and you kind of start running with it. Sometimes it might be the person who literally has to cut you off because you can't make up your mind. Like, I had the situation where I couldn't remove this guy in my life, and it was a toxic thing. It was like back and forth until I had to literally, or I don't think I could have ended it. I would always end it, but then I would go back to it when I was in a period of like loss and you want familiarity. So you go back. But once that person literally cut me off because couldn't deal with the back and forth, that's when I healed the most. And sometimes, yeah, you'll get the person who cuts you off because you couldn't do it. But that becomes the source of your potential. And it really has nothing to do with people or things. And it has everything to do with yourself and your journey. And I also want to speak on the receiving end of someone choosing themselves and how that may feel and how to actually grow from what feels like a rejection. Before I committed to myself, where I actively and sometimes violently chose myself, someone in my life decided to end a friendship. And the reason I speak a lot about friendship is because after every ending of a friendship, I learned so much about myself. One of the friendships that I've had that were really amazing and beautiful, and even though it ended pretty horribly, and that person ended up being really toxic in my life, at the end of the day, that friendship taught me how to be a good friend. Because there was a point in our friendship, in the good moments, that I always will hold on to is how to be a better friend. And she taught me how to do that. And so I think that's why I have such a love to speak on friendships and also just that friendship that you have with yourself that's so important to keep exploring so that you can project that beautiful, radiant energy onto someone else and empower them to do the same. Sorry, I'm getting like lost in the beauty of knowledge and wisdom. But before I committed to myself, where I actively and sometimes violently chose myself, someone in my life decided to end our friendship. And this person was deeply in their self-discovery at such an early age. I think it was like 17, 16, 15. I'm not really sure, but it was a really early age to have this knowledge of self-development. You know, as much as this person that was on the self-discovery journey and at a very early age, it was really admirable, but I wasn't quite ready for that. And when this friend ended the friendship, I will never forget this quote that really always stays with me. And this stays with me because I always think about this energy that I engaged in at a very young age, and also not having tools to know how to be a good friend and how to be a good friend to myself. She said, "I cared about you so much, and I realized that you just did it. And it, for that reason, I have to let you go." And at the time, I was so far from being my own best friend again and having no tools to understand what that even meant or what this even meant for her to come to that realization to tell me that, I reacted poorly. But after processing it for many months and reflecting on what felt like a rejection and realized that she was right, I was young, not developing in life yet. And that was a valuable lesson that before I can be someone else's friend and never hurt them the way that I did, I have to be my own best friend first. And this rejection became a really important lesson moving forward because, one, I was being honest with myself that I wasn't a good friend to her. And that took a few months to get there, I will say. Two, Sometimes we have to understand that we shouldn't take things personally. There's a reality of this person choosing themselves for their self-development that has nothing to do with you, right? And this goes into my third point. There's two sides to every story. This person, this friend in my life, wasn't perfect. And in those moments of imperfection that led me to make poor decisions is also not an excuse, because I could have chose to be better, but I wasn't better internally. But once I took accountability after a few months of processing this rejection, I chose better moving forward, and that became admirable. So choosing to be more compassionate with others is a way to choose compassion for yourself. And so when someone is letting you know that they can't be your friend right now, that actually becomes really important for your self-development and that person, of course, but for you, regardless of what someone decides, it teaches us to choose ourselves, and that's all that matters. And those who can't understand that showcases why we had to make those decisions that required them out of our lives. You know, there was a time where I didn't accept that my friend didn't want to be my friend anymore. And I kind of had to live with that, but I didn't dwell on it. I actually looked internally and see, like, okay, like, how can I be a better friend moving forward? Like, how can I heal this part of myself that I wasn't able to be for this person? And you kind of have to look into your dark shadows and dive deep within that and shine some light into it so that it can heal. And I had to do that for a long time. And I think where I'm at right now in terms of friendships, especially auditing so many, not that many, but like auditing, honestly, a lot of me, like internally, like the person that I am right now is not going to be the person that I will be in July or August. And so it's just allowing yourself to change. And there are friendships in my life where we've been able to adapt and we've been able to allow ourselves to change. And that's really beautiful. And that's very rare. But when you're in this transition of change, and you have new friendships and you're at 30% again, there's just no capacity to grow a friendship in this moment. And the ones that really have your best interest are the ones that are going to understand and allow you to grow. If they don't, then they don't. And that's a lesson for you. And that's a lesson for that person separately in your life journey. And so, yeah, I think this was just on my heart. I literally listened to a song called, let me look for it. It's called Live More and Love More by Kat Burns. And that song literally allowed me to record this episode so powerfully, with no doubt in my mind that this isn't the message that I know is going to reach people that need this kind of comfort of being like, it's okay right now to be alone, because the universe is literally removing so many things in our lives because we're needing to be our own friend and we're needing to search for ourselves again. Okay, I found the song. And it was, the thing that I love about the song is, so hug your kids, tell them you love them, have some hearts, but make sure it's open. Take the risks because time gets stolen. Maybe speak less and listen more because life's too short. You only have one. It might sound cliche, but your life can start when you choose it to. This is actually the bridge of the song, but this is how I really feel. I really feel like we have to start living life and loving more because life's too short. And I think we all deserve compassion and we all deserve to project compassion towards people that might be hurting, that might be needing our love. And if they don't need it in the moment, that's okay. Because I think that sometimes we need to recharge on our own so that we can go back into the world and give our 100%. I guess here's to embracing the unknown and sitting with where we're at and with what we have, which is already within. And I think we just need to really trust that. So I guess I'll see you all on the next episodes coming next.